happy to welcome to the program a couple of return engagement guests this morning. First off, Nick McDermott. Nick is the marketing associate with Alaska Junior Theater. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. And really thrilled that once again, Alaska Junior Theater is bringing back one of our favorite companies, the Pushcart Players, coming back to Alaska with a great show coming up. And we want to welcome Oscar Castillo. Been several years since you've made it into our studio, I think.
Yeah, it's been about 4 years. Last time we were here was like back in October during Halloween time, doing A Little Red Riding Hood and Other Stories.
Yeah, so welcome back.
Thank you, happy to be here.
Oscar's with the Pushcart Players, of course. Nick, let's get the nuts and bolts out of the way. What's the show, and when can we see it?
So we're really excited. It's Peter and the Wolf. It's a classic. It's 80 years old. It's been brought around the country and from Russia to help kids learn about music, and we're doing everything we can to get as many kids in seats to get that experience as possible. The big public show is going to be on Saturday at 2:00 in the Discovery Theater. Tickets are available through 263 Arts and also through our website, akjt.org. And if you want to help get your children used to the story, you want to know the tale before you come and see it, there's going to be a great opportunity to have the story read to you, to the kids, on Wednesday, tomorrow, at the Chugiak Eagle River Library. Members of the Pushcart Players are going to be at the library reading the story free to the public, so you can meet the cast and get familiar with the classic Russian tale. And then after the reading, everyone's going to get together and do a craft. They're going to make wolf masks. So you can be the wolf in the story as well.
Okay, Peter and the Wolf coming to town here. So, Oscar, let me go off track just a little bit here, because I want to talk about Peter and the Wolf. But Pushcart Players does a lot of things, comes to Anchorage fairly frequently, but they do a lot of things all over the world and are favorites with the kids. Tell us, for folks that aren't familiar with the Pushcart Players, what you do. It's a pretty involved group, and evolved group, been around for some time. But you guys got to love kids.
Yeah, you got to do. I mean, you have to, because it is children's theater. And to perform for them, you know, it's definitely an experience, because they're more unique when it comes to audience members, because they are brutally honest. You know, I've been on stage and I've had a kid scream out, "We don't like you," because I'm the quote-unquote villain of the show. So it's great to have that kind of honesty and reaction when you're performing a piece, whether it's, you know, theater or whatever.
That's scary stuff. That kind of feedback.
Yeah.
So Pushcart's been around for a long time. A couple of Emmy nominees.
Yeah, it's been around since 1974, so going on 44 years. And actually, Jason Alexander from the Seinfeld show actually got his union card, as we call it our equity card. He got his card through the company many years ago, before he was known as Jason Alexander from Seinfeld. And Pushcart Players have been around the country, but it's been as far as the Czech Republic, you know, and I believe even Moscow. It's the Czech Republic. And you really have to love children and theater to do this kind of thing, because it is, I mean, people say it's a career, but it's definitely a lifestyle, because you have to be really, really passionate about it and give your everything to that type of vocation, career, profession, whatever you want to call it.
So Peter and the Wolf, any special challenges with this production? I mean, when you've got a bunch of people playing animals, I mean, it's going to be fun, but it's got to be sort of challenging as well as we anthropomorphize.
Yes. Yeah. Good job. I don't think I could do that. Yeah, it really is. With Peter, what's really fun about it, I was actually the grandfather, for many years, and now I'm the narrator who actually...
Oh, you swap roles.
I swap roles, okay. Yeah. I just, this past season, I switched over to the narrator, which is a great change in perspective, because you see it as one character, and then you're used to portraying that character, and then you get switched into another role, which is very exciting, because you have to relearn, in a sense, you know, what you're doing because it's another perspective.
Go from subjective to objective.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and as the narrator, you spend a lot of time, you know, relaying the story to the character, to the audience as it's going on. You know, and I get to operate all the puppets. So there's only one actor actually playing an animal, which is our actress who Asia Downing, who is playing the wolf. The rest of the animals are done through puppet work, which is a lot of fun because you have a hand puppet, you'll have what we call a hand and rod puppet. And then we have another one where it's just called a rod puppet. It's on a rolling little platform, and you work the wings because it's one of the ducks. It's the duck, but we have a couple of duck puppets in the show at different points in the story. So it's a lot of fun to do that because it's very hands-on, pun intended, when you're working with the puppets in the show.
Bada bing.
Bada bing.
Are you a puppeteer? I mean, you must wear a lot of hats.
Well, I like to think so. I mean, I don't have, you know, I don't have the traditional puppeteer training, but I have had experiences.
I don't know if you need a PhD or anything to really be certified or.
I mean, there is training. There is training, not as far as a PhD, but there is training. And Terry Burnett, who used to be a company member, he would build a lot of our puppets for whatever show we were doing at the time. And, you know, he's definitely had his experience working with puppets. And he was very instrumental for me to learn how to deal with these contraptions and make them more animal-like, bring them to life. And I've been doing it enough where I'm very comfortable with it. And it's just a treat because it's not just acting, but it's also puppeteering. It's also, you know, you're playing more than one aspect of the art on stage at the same time, which is always challenging because you have so many things to keep track of. You know, okay, make sure the wings flap just right, and then don't forget that line as you're coming in with that animal. You know, and bringing it to life on stage. So
that's got to be fun to you've been acting for a long time.
Yes,
but to learn something new and something fun and another skill, another something in your bag of tricks in your toolbox. That's got to be fun and exciting.
It certainly is because as an actor, you know, you definitely you perform enough and you get to do it enough that you definitely and you go into a certain mode when you're on stage. But then when you're thrown in as a puppeteer or as a different character, you definitely have to relearn that which you already do know, but just add a little bit more of a change to it because you're probably doing something that you're not used to in what you do on stage. But it's definitely a lot of fun because you think you've learned everything and you think you've worked with it enough where you're fine with it and you're ready to do it once the lights go on. But now, oh my God, I'm now a puppeteer. I am also relaying the story. I'm not just telling the story through my body and through my voice, but now, hey, here's another hat to throw on your head while you're doing this. It keeps it exciting. You know, you tend to go into some kind of into autopilot when you're on stage when you're performing as long as I have. I'm lucky to say. But definitely puppeteering is a lot of fun because I grew up watching stuff like Sesame Street and kid programming where you use a lot of puppets, and to think that, wow, I'll be doing that someday, it doesn't really occur to you, you know, right off the bat.
You're watching TV when you're in like third grade and said, that's what I want
to
do.
Yeah, and to say that you're actually doing it, it sounds really corny, but it has come full circle because I was introduced to theater through children's theater, and I'm like, wow, that's really cool.
Sweet.
I'd love to do that. And here I am. 20 some odd years later, actually 40 some odd years later, and still doing it. So it's, and actually doing it.
You
so
can say 20 odd. We won't, you don't have to tell the truth about your age. It's 8:35 if you're just joining us. Nick McDermott from Alaska Junior Theater is with us, and he's brought in Oscar Castillo from Pushcart Players back to Alaska doing Peter and the Wolf. And I guess, Oscar, we don't want to give the whole thing away, and I think most folks have some kind of idea about the play Peter and the Wolf, but maybe the quick synopsis of what folks can see the storyline.
Well, and you know, basically, Peter and the Wolf. It's just this boy named Peter who lives in the big city, goes to visit his grandfather out in the country. He spends a few weeks out of every summer, you know, spending time with his grandfather, helping with the chores. But grandfather lives in this really cool forest, and Peter's curiosity tends to get the better of him, and you know. You know, despite all the warnings of all the dangers that lie within the forest, you know, by his grandfather, Peter just can't help go out and play with his animal friends and comes across a very, very hungry wolf.
So you've got Peter, you've got Clara the duck, Sasha the bird, Ivan the cat.
Actually, it's in our story, it's Yofi the cat.
Yofi?
Yes.
What's up with that?
You know, trying to be a little bit different, but not too much. You know, I mean, Yoffie sounds a little bit more, you know, more interesting than Ivan. Nothing against the name Ivan. It's a pretty cool name. I know a few Ivans.
Do you ever get the puppets mixed up? I mean, so the bird's doing the cat thing or whatever.
I definitely got it mixed up when I switched over to the narrator role, because he is the puppeteer, and you know, you're used to what you were doing up until that point. Like, oh no. Sasha's the bird, not the not
meow
the dog.
Meow,
you know?
Says
exactly.
The bird.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a little bit you definitely get a little confused, or you're in that a haze those first few rehearsals, and you got to get the name straight because you are narrating the story. So if there's one person who should get the names right, it should be the narrator.
Wow, tremendous. Okay, it's the Return of the Pushcart Players, bringing Peter and the Wolf to stage. Of course, you're doing the school performances all week, mm-hmm. at the PAC, which is always a fun time. And then let's see, Nick, run down those performance times for us again.
Yeah, the big public show is on Saturday, the 21st at 2 p.m. And then if you want to get more into the story and learn about it before you head in, there's going to be an opportunity for that tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Chugiak Eagle River Library. One of the things about this play, which is so great, though, is it's been around for 80 years, and it's a wonderful vehicle to help educate children about music. It was originally put together as a way to introduce different instruments and how they're played and the feelings they invoke to children, to get them interested in the symphony.
Yeah, the composer is named Prokofiev, and he was commissioned, as Nick said, to introduce the kids to the symphony orchestra. And I believe it's been over 80 years since that happened. And each animal in the story is represented by a certain instrument in the symphony. And I think it's a great. It might seem very simple idea, but it's also a very an amazing idea, because you see the kids' reaction when they hear the instrument that represents the grandfather, or Sasha, the bird, or Yoffie the cat, and their faces just light up because they do add an identity in the
personalizes.
Sense. Yeah, they personalizes, yeah. You know, which is great, because you know there's a connection that you normally wouldn't have if you're describing some kind of instrument to a child, you know. And when you hear the flute, which is the instrument that represents Sasha the bird, the kids just looking around. Oh, where's the bird? Because they hear its entrance.
Reinforces.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Connection. Yeah. So I mean, it's a simple but very very I think wonderful way.
Effective
yeah. way. Yes, exactly. It's very powerful effect on such young minds who are just so eager to learn. You know, whether it's music or some aspect of art. You know.
Yeah.
And it
fun.
Continues today. If any movie you watch, lead characters all often have their own theme that carries them through the scenes.
You know the bad guy's going to be... Dah, dah, dah.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, they started doing that with this 80 years ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And the story gets told in different ways. Different things happen to the wolf. Different thing. The hunters approach the situation different, you know, as the story evolves 80 years in the making. So one of the cool things is how the Pushcart Players have made this their own, and have made it. There's a moral, and maybe the wolf isn't such a bad guy or a bad girl after all.
Yeah. We also always have a female actress portray the wolf, because we don't want to scare the kids, you know, too much. You know, pretty much it's, you know, we want to convey the fact that, you know, you might take some care when dealing with this, with that particular character, but it's not really an evil type of thing. It's more just a cautionary type of, like, you know, message we want to
a nurturing wolf. Yeah,
yes, okay. Exactly. You know, so the kids are always excited because
misunderstood.
Yes, it's the wolf is hungry, and if you're hungry, you're going to go out and get something to eat. And sometimes
you're
cranky. You know, it's a misunderstood character.
Wolf gets a bad rap.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
All right, Peter and the Wolf for the Pushcart Players, presented by Alaska Junior Theater. For more information, tickets and stuff, centertix.net, 263 Arts. And you can also find out a lot more online at akjt.org.
Yep, akjt.org.
Okay. Nick McDermott, thanks so much for joining us again. Oscar, great to see you back in town. Welcome back to Anchorage. Enjoy your stay.
Thank you, Dad. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for coming
back
in the morning, Lion.
My pleasure.
Okay. It is 8:41, still to come, Alabama Shakes, Spoon, and Laura Love here on 90.3 KNBA, where music matters.
News programming on KMBA supported by Siri, the proud developer of AlaskaNativeHire.com, bringing together employers and Alaska Native job seekers. AlaskaNativeHire.com, where the jobs find you.